You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming at you live. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Anthrax and radio. And the car. Anthrax.
All right, let me finish up before I get into hours of it in the third and fourth hour with our journalists today. You don't want to miss this because disclosure is everywhere. The truth's coming out, spin, lies, deception. It's all coming up. I got my hand on the pulse here. This is really important, especially with the step they're about to pull. Operation Bluebeam is a fabled government program to fake alien invasion, but there are real documents concerning doing something like that, not just by our government, but others, but they don't call it Bluebeam. That's a colloquial term. Like chemtrail, there's no documents on chemtrails because they don't call them chemtrails. It's geoengineering. But here is Congressman Burchett on Newsmax yesterday being asked about what former Congressman Gates is saying about animal or alien-human hybrids and animal hybrids. We know they've made those in the labs. That's human-animal hybrids, which is alien. It's new. They also made new synthetic life. That's alien. So you know, think of the definitions here a little bit differently. Think of them like the movie in the 90s, Species, where they got a radio telescope aimed out at a distant star, planetary system, and they get a message in human DNA of what to implant in a female egg. And they do it. And uh-oh, you just set up a new life form here that's going to attack you. See, Trojan horses, beware gifts from the gods, as they're called. They're not gods, but the ancients thought they were gods. But there is a God above it all, and God tells us. I've marooned this entity and his operatives here, and by the way, you're going to have to transcend it. Imagine all the struggles other populations, other peoples, other species have gone through, been given this incredible free will, godlike little g power that the Bible tells us we have. We're not God, but we have little god power. But you have to be tested and you have to go through this process. Will you destroy yourselves with the technology? Will you use it to suppress each other? Or will you use it to transcend to a higher level, not at God's level, but God wants you to transcend to the higher heavens, the dimensions, the multivariate systems. So, the third dimension is the bottom of physical matter. It's the lowest level that has physical containment, gravity. This is the playpen. This is the baby nursery. This is first level. But what an important level. Yes, life is a test. Yes, God is real. Yes, evil is real. Because free will is real. And if you're a free will entity with the powerful creativity we have, a spark of God, not God, but a spark of Promethean fire, well, that is awesome indeed. So here's the congressman saying, just what he got briefed on the show 2 weeks ago would curl your hair. Now, I know most of what Congress is being given from all my research and sources have been proven to be accurate, like our journalist, Daniel Liss, is bullcrap. The idea that there's all these aliens from trillions of miles away just flying around in tin cans doing all this. No, that's not how it happens. You always think of an alien invasion like that. It's a cheesy movie, came out over a decade ago, but remember Pacific Rim? It's entertaining, though. And where the aliens don't attack in spaceships from Mars, they interdimensionally come through a vortex in the core of the Earth. And they're here to terraform and take over our planet. I'm not saying that's real. I'm saying think like that. Okay, that's how this works. From the beginning, all this gray alien, tinker toy, flying saucers, flying around, shooting down airplanes and stuff, that's advanced human technology given to them interdimensionally by the bad guys, built. That's why suddenly it's more and more advanced. Suddenly it's these little tinker toys that are falling out of the sky, having big problems, but still have amazing abilities, to now, oh, the aliens suddenly have all these really advanced ships. No, there are ships. Almost all of them. The real aliens aren't flying around in ships, boys and girls. They've mastered time and space, and I mean mastered it. And those are the angels. And there's the good ones, and there's the bad ones. But the good ones will not intervene unless you seek it out and have free will and have the right reason for it. The bad ones, snap your fingers, they'll show up. So don't try it. But that's why the occult's so popular, because it's real. It works. But you're being trapped. You're being sucked in. And in all the ancient black magic texts, what do the magicians want? What do the wizards want? They want to get alchemy. They want to understand the universe, how matter works. They want the secrets of science. What does Faust want? So here's the congressman.
I don't have the tinfoil hat on just yet, Congressman, but I'm wondering, you know, kind of how you react to that, because you are connected. You're on the UFO subcommittee. I mean, I'm just wondering what you make of that. Have you heard anything like that?
Well, I'm still a member of Congress, so I can't really comment too much on what Matt said. But I will say this.
Wait, seriously? Are you being serious, or is that
tongue-in-cheek? I'm being 100% serious. Okay. I've been 100% serious. I've been briefed by just about every alphabet agency there is. And I'll just tell you this. If they would release the things that I've seen, you would stay up, you'd be up at night worrying about or thinking about this stuff. We just need to disclose it all. I'm sick of it. I was briefed last week on an issue, or excuse me, 2 weeks ago. And it would have set the earth on it, this country would have come unglued, I think, if they would have heard all that I heard. They would demand answers. And we need to, but you know, it's never going to get, and unfortunately, it just keeps getting covered up and covered up. And the people that know are dying or disappearing, as the case may be.
Wow.
And for the record, I'm not suicidal and I don't take risks.
So, I'm glad you said that. I'm speechless, Congressman. We will have you back.
You should be. And I told the president, release it all. And the problem is the people that are around the president don't know and the president doesn't know the questions to ask. A few of us are going to have to get with the president and tell him what he needs to ask and where he needs to look. I mean, you know, we're in meetings and they give addresses and tell locations of items, I'll just say. And the public has a right to know, dadgummit. It's your tax dollars.
Absolutely.
Let's get it out there.
You got my attention, Congressman. I appreciate you being as forthcoming as you have been tonight. And we look forward to having you back. Look, I know Donald Trump wants to disclose something. He hasn't done it yet, but I think he wants to be the president to do that. Tim Burchett, thank you.
He does.
And they're keeping him distracted with wars and all the rest of it. But you heard the congressman. He got briefed on where the retrieve craft are, where they're being kept, basic stuff like that, okay? So, I think he's a good man, but at the same time, is he being given this information? But remember, Trump is going to go in and look at Fort Knox. Didn't do it. We're going to release all the Epstein files. Todd Blanche went on TV and said they released them all. They didn't. It's a lie. So, it's all about keeping knowledge from the public, saying we can't handle it. When in truth, we have corrupt elites fighting over the technologies and information to control us. But at the higher levels, the shadowy groups above the intelligence agencies and governments, the big corporations that really run it all, that you see evidenced by the Epstein files, they know how to get in contact. And it's just like in The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy, from what I've heard basically described by these people, is they don't need DMT, drugs, any of it. They just get out their prayer mat, they sit down, and then the walls disappear, and they're getting their directives right there. Guys, try to get it on YouTube. You found it about a year ago. We played it. Just type in demon receives orders in The Golden Child.
You were wise to kill Tommy Tong.
He goes and lays it out, and then walls go out, and he's in hell, and he's getting the orders. That's how they really communicate, because that's time and space. That's you know how this operates. He showed somebody 200 years ago a cell phone. They think it was magic. And what do they want? They want to corrupt the children. They want to destroy the life force. They want to get us off track with God and have us merge with this satanic entity so we can use our creativity and our spark as like its headlamps as it navigates through the universe. Because it has the knowledge of history and what we really are. We don't know who we are. And so it's able to have that power over us. All right. Iran has countless times lied. They put out their own war propaganda. It's not just us. And said that they've shot down a bunch of U.S. aircraft. That was not true. And now they have shot one down, and they've published photos of it. We don't know if they've captured the pilots. They think the pilots may have been captured. And I was really concerned about this because as the U.S. and Israel thought they had air superiority, they would start bringing aircraft in lower and lower and lower. And if we do have ground invasions with A-10 Warthogs and with Cobras and Sea Cobras and Apaches, yeah, they've got some armor on them, but those close-range missiles and rocket-propelled grenades and all that, they're going to get in there. And we're going to see serious casualties. And Trump's for ground invasion, then he's against it, now he's back for it. Sources are saying, no, they're told they're going in, but they're always told that, so we don't know if that indeed is the case, but the F-15 Strike Eagle U.S. aircraft shot down. They reportedly have U.S. crews searching and the dangerous mission to try to get them off the ground. If I was a betting man, I would imagine the Iranians are going to get the pilots if they lived, and we don't even know that, so pray for those folks. Iranians fire on U.S. helicopters as they search for shot down crew. Yeah, I didn't even know this was going on. So see, this is how you can cause a chain reaction of casualties, like Black Hawk down. Then if a helicopter gets shot down, then you got to have more people go in to save them. Get that with audio. Let's play that as soon as you're ready. Thank you. So there's that chain reaction we were just talking about. But while we're getting that footage with audio for you, and again, I can barely see this. So if you're watching on the internet, it may degrade it a little bit, but you can see helicopters off in the distance and small arms fire at them. Yeah, so who knows? Who knows what's going to unfold? Was that a Chinook? A Blackhawk? That profile looks like a Chinook to me. Those are faster than Blackhawks. And again, Americans see pilots capture whatever. People are getting enraged. It's going to add to the war fever. Not a good thing any way you slice it. So let me go over the war news here. We are seeing more, let's just say this, incorrect information from President Trump. That's a Blackhawk. No, that's a... Yeah, that's a Black Hawk. Or is that a pet? Black Hawk. So there's a lot of this going on. But Trump had said, we've blown up basically all their missiles. All they got is BB guns left, is the quote. And they also said they're trying to give up. And that's been proven to not be true over and over and over again. And now U.S. intelligence, it's in mainstream news, are saying, no, they've still got a lot of missiles, and they're making more, and they are not trying to negotiate. Well, because their back's against the wall. Every time they try to negotiate, the negotiator gets blown up. Happened yesterday. Israel doesn't want a negotiation, and they're in charge, and so this continues, even though Trump wants an off-ramp. And he looks at Mark Levin and says, you know, I listen to evil people, even though they're evil, and I probably shouldn't listen to you, but you're nice to me, so I do it. See, he's not happy about being set up here. And Trump is seeking $1.5 trillion for defense in new budget. That's, what, $300 billion bigger? So now Trump's saying, oh, we'll have the strait open soon. We've been hearing that for almost a month. So I'm not even here. I don't want Trump to fail. I didn't want Trump to go sideways. I've seen the leftist talking point. I don't have time to watch a lot of it. But, I mean, all over TV, all over the internet, all the top internet talk show hosts, liberals, people with millions of viewers, are Alex Jones, you know, admits he's wrong. Alex Jones admits Trump was always bad, and he needs to come out and admit it's his fault. No. We got a lot of good things done with Trump and shut down a lot of your evil agendas and did stop a lot of wars. And now we're horrified that Trump's going sideways like you. You guys are openly evil. Let's put that back up. Breaking now. Iran war updates. One American rescued from fighter jet down over Iran. Officials say the fate of a second airman shot down an F-15E warplane was unknown. It was the first time during the five-week war that a U.S. warplane has been brought down over Iran. New York Times reporting that. We'll continue to track that as it unfolds. So back to what I was saying. The left's like, what do you mean Trump's lying? He always lied. No, I know all the issues. I study them. It was such a fresh air the last 9-10 years. Where he would get something wrong sometimes, interpretation, but it was generally correct, almost always. Now, you see it, it's like five or six different changing the story every day. And it's terrible. And the real pollsters have the proven best track record were the first to warn that Trump was going to kill his approval rating with all this stuff he's been doing months and months and months ago. The Epstein thing, all of it. So the left is saying that Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly and we're all abandoning Trump because his approval rating's down and we just want to support somebody popular. Well, I would have supported Obama if that was the case. No, we want someone that saves the country and the world. We want someone that reverses the leftist, globalist, satanic policies. I know I do. I mean, Tucker had total access, super big buds with the president, J.D. Vance, everybody, and was in there toe-to-toe fighting Netanyahu in the last 14, 15 months to stop this. Tucker has done what he's done out of a feeling of responsibility. Not for clicks, not for access. Tucker isn't speaking out against the president because that's popular. Leftists don't buy anything. They don't buy your nicotine pouches. They don't buy your supplements. The left's not my audience. I'm not catering to them. I cater to the truth. I don't cater to, quote, right wing or anything. I just go, what's the most accurate thing? How do I get it right? And I say it. Damn, that's easy. They're the ones that are influencers. They're the ones that get paid to say what they say. And by the way, it's on the right wing, too. You know, coming up, there was huge criticism by the Salem Media Company. It's powerful talk radio block and multimedia. They got some good hosts on there. I'm not going to say they're all bad because they're on there. But they've been calling Carlson, Katarlson, and saying he's a foreign agent, should be put in prison, a bunch of them. And it turns out that Salem, I knew this 20 years ago, but specifically, and the director of it, and all of them, are on huge contracts to the Israeli government. And Israel said 6 months ago, we're going to increase our funding in the U.S. in the eight-front war to pay for propaganda. So there they are calling Tucker a foreign agent. And they call me that and all this other ridiculous crap. And you're literally, Salem, and I've got all the documents here, is literally run by the Israeli government. And that's not a good thing. Talk about Russia involved in elections and all the rest of this. So that's where we are. And it is horrifying that that is happening. This is openly going on. And when I say this, people say, oh, you just care about money. What does that mean? The globalists know we're on the edge of bankruptcy as a country. They want us to go into the Great Reset like a third world country under their control. Trump has a great recovery plan that has a great shot of turning around, but not if you close the Strait of Hormuz, as we warned over a year ago, and now it's done it, and it's creating a shockwave that most economists think will already mess up Trump's recovery currently. But if it keeps going, for sure. It's about economic bondage. Economic freedom is about economic mobility. You know the old song, I owe my soul to company store. Whether you were a sharecropper in Alabama or East Texas, or whether you were in West Virginia, a coal miner, you had to live basically on a company rented shack. You had to buy your food from the company store as part of your contract so they could gouge you and everything else. And that's how they controlled you. It's slavery by another name. Indentured servitude. And so that's why, yeah, I'm worried about the money, about our country going bankrupt. And that's why with horror, I didn't want to criticize Trump too much. I mean, I'd say the bad stuff he was doing to get him to correct, because I was looking at all the good stuff and saying, you know, we've got to keep that going. It's night and day of the Democrats. But then when you launch a war on Iran, let Israel start it to drag us in, and then say, none of you are good. You're all traitors. Tune into Mark Levin. He speaks for me. He is the example of what I am now when he was a never-Trumper and all the other never-Trumpers. And they literally say, hey, Americans are supposed to die. It's what you signed up for. They're so nasty. And then I see obvious insider trading by his administration. And I've criticized Democrats for that ad nauseum. And I see, oh, executive order protecting glyphosate and starting to block Kennedy and Pam Bondi blocking, taking Florida out of the water and everything else. It goes on and on. And now starting to soften on the border. And I'm like, I don't like the change in course. As I've been saying for 8-9 months, and it gets worse and worse and worse. I'm like, okay, I've got to get really mad at Trump. I got to get on his ass. And I got to get my huge audience of activists who I know agree with me. The audience is wanting me to push harder. And I agree. Because letting Trump continue down this road is not good. And then statements like, well, you know, we can't help fund Medicare and Medicaid anymore. We got to worry about war. And then the new budget cuts a bunch of that because it's got to go to the war. And people are like, well, we should get rid of Medicare and Medicaid. It is communism. Yeah, but you got to wean people off, and it's political death to do that. And if we're going to give trillions to these wars and crap, we can give billions to old people. Okay? And, I mean, cut the illegal aliens off of it. But, you know, we got a bunch of people who don't know how to take care of themselves when they're old and sick and disabled. We'll get to them last. We'll phase it out. We'll probably not. You don't cut that off. Plus, you lose the midterm saying that. And then you lose the whole thing to the Democrats that want to Cloward and Piven bankrupt us on purpose using that. Yeah, Trump fired the head of the army and other generals. I mean, it's just, it's wild. Look, I got a lot more to hit on this. And then I got a bunch of domestic news and a bunch of really wild stuff coming up. And then we're going to do a couple hours on what are they hiding? What's about to come out with the alien UFO file? It's going to be a massive broadcast today. Please share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X right now and on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.